99. Are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
The job of a police officer is your protection. The cases you hear on this radio program are real cases. The police are real, the victims and the criminals are real. We are glad to provide Unit 99 and Sergeant Meredith so that you will hear how the police of a great city work night and day for your protection. Make no mistake about it. There are no actors on these tapes. They are real from beginning to end. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 2. Unit 2, check on a woman screaming in the vicinity of 1231 G. George, code 2. KMA 907.
Code 2 for Unit 2, woman screaming 1200 block on G. George. We're not too far away. We better get on it. Head of the unit. Can't hear anything. We better go up, though. Let's get out. This is a four unit apartment house. Two-story stucco. Let's listen around for a moment. Going inside. Are you the gentleman that put in the call on this?
Yeah, I put the call.
And what house here did you say it came out of, the one up here?
I can't tell you where from. I was listening only from a window which was this side, and it had as if it can...
This voice saying?
It wasn't a voice, it was a woman.
What'd you say?
It was a woman.
Oh, what was she saying?
No.
You say she was screaming, though?
She was screaming, yeah.
Real loudly. Here the officer's on the call. Oh, he says it came out of probably this apartment house here,
I
Tony,
mean,
and
here, yeah?
Said it.
My window is over there.
You only heard one scream or two or more?
You don't get through here. You have to go around there.
This way, Sergeant.
How many times did you hear him scream?
Oh, a scream is about half an hour. 20 minutes, maybe.
20 minutes?
Yes. First you cried, no. Then my wife called me. I came to the window and then she cried. Uh-huh. And then I rushed to the phone to phone you.
All right. We'll look and see what we can find.
Yeah.
Will you show us just about where it did come from, around the side here? This way, Sergeant, and... Tony, it is in the back of the building here somewhere.
No.
Back further. We're close to the alley now, aren't we? Said it had been going on for about 20 minutes to a half hour. Looks like there's been something scattered around the backyard. We're going up the back of another apartment house nearby.
Police department, ma'am. Can I speak to you?
Yes,
Thank you.
Have you heard any unusual noises in the last 15, 20 minutes?
No, I've been watching television.
You hear anything that sounded like a scream of a lady?
No.
Was there any screaming on your television?
I don't believe so, no.
What program were you watching?
Oh, I'm so scared, I can't think.
You shouldn't be scared of us.
Oh, the dog was barking and letting it so dark out there. I've been afraid someone's going to come up there anyway. There wasn't any screaming.
You haven't heard anything?
No.
Well, okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry I bothered you.
That's okay. I'll
open the door. Oh, we got flashlights. Thanks a lot, ma'am.
Evidently, Surgeon, it's all over with.
Seems like it's unfounded, Dan.
However, it's always best to check this thing thoroughly.
Never know. Little things turn into big things.
Right here, Tony. Tony calling?
Let's get going.
Officer is going inside. Okay. What seemed to be the trouble here?
Oh, I fell down the back stairs.
You fell down the back stairs?
Who do you live with here, ma'am?
She's all right.
Oh, a friend of mine. I've known her a long time.
Have you been drinking tonight?
Yes, I had a couple of drinks.
Now, why don't you tell us the truth now? I see your shoulders are all scratched. It's not from falling.
Because I'll tell you why, the citizen that called up said it's been going on for the last 15 to 20 minutes. Now, you haven't been falling up and down those steps for the last 15, 20 minutes, have you?
No.
Well, tell us what the scoop is. Mm. We're here to help you, not to hurt you.
Come on, now, tell us your story.
You've been living here with somebody? Where's he at?
No,
Who beat you up tonight?
Nobody
did that. Well, is that party here, this nobody that you're talking about, is he here now?
No.
Did he leave? Where'd
yes,
he go?
Yes.
You have an awful bruise on your back there.
What did he hit you with? His fist?
No, nobody hit
me. Your back's all scratched. Now, let's have this truth. Let's have the truth.
I got down the steps.
You can't scratch yourself like that on steps.
Well, if you don't want any help, we're here to help you, ma'am. We didn't come here just to talk to you. If you're having any difficulties, why don't you tell us about it? What is it, your common law husband?
No.
The boyfriend? Are you afraid?
I fell down the back steps.
I know, you've told us that now. That's not the truth, and you know it. Now, we're here to help you, just like the officer said.
Go get a chicken.
All right, we'll talk with the other party. Let's go in and talk with them.
The man in the house here seemed to think it was the woman in the front room that did the beating.
Oh, is she here now?
There's another person in the front room sleeping here.
Who beat you up and why? What was the reason?
Yes, ma'am. Someone did beat you. You have marks all over your back there, your arms. Now, why did they beat you? Tell us now. Don't start crying. Just tell us the story.
Somebody beat me.
Ma'am, you couldn't have done that yourself, could you?
Let's check with this other lady. The officer surgeon's in the room now.
Hey, was there a little difficulty here a little while ago?
Not that I know.
Between you and the other lady?
No.
Next room?
Me.
Nothing.
Have you heard any screaming within the last 15, 20 minutes?
No. Mm-hmm.
Have you been in bed all night?
Mm-hmm.
Let me check your elbow there. Lift your arm up. It's all skinned.
Oh, that's nothing.
Have you been fighting tonight with a girl next door? Does she drink quite a bit?
Mm-hmm.
She got beat up tonight. Do you know
who? She howls quite a bit, too.
Yeah? What about?
Nothing.
Just for no reason at all?
Just hollers.
Well, she's pretty well marked up.
She just screams, period.
Let me see your elbow again. That looks like a freshly injured elbow.
My elbow? Right there?
See right there?
Mm-hmm. Would you have beef with her?
Sure she did.
We aren't going to arrest you. We just want to find out what the scoop is. We're here to keep the peace.
Now, listen, let's have the truth.
They all will say that you did. Let's get this thing on the ball here.
Not that I know of.
Well, that's what the other party in the kitchen was saying there now.
Well, did somebody report this or something?
You've been drinking tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I drink poison.
Yeah, I You've
been drinking with her?
Yeah, I've been drinking too. I mean, you know.
You all live in this house?
I live here, yeah.
And how many girls live here?
Just
we just don't ride along.
I heard the elderly fellow.
Well, who are these two ladies?
Well, they come over and visit us.
Because you were screaming and fighting and everything
what
else.
Say. What are you supposed to say? Didn't do anything. I didn't know there was any noise. Was it noise?
Well, let's not have any more of this now.
I come to visit.
You just came to visit mm-hmm. tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not living here as
I don't live here.
Occupant. She says she was fighting with the one that's in bed in the front room tonight,
sure.
And that they fight every so often. And they admit they've both been drinking quite a bit. She's not interested in prosecuting. And as far as she's concerned, why, she doesn't even care if we want to help her or not. Mm-hmm. She just as soon we forget about it.
Well, we never did find out the reason for the fight. Let's go into the station where the other officers are. Maybe they have an answer for it. Hey, Sergeant, did you and Savola finally find out what that was all about?
Well, Dan, it seems as though that, remember the lady in the front bedroom there that was in the bed? Well, she and the one that was in this middle bedroom crying, they came up from Stockton, and they started drinking with that man and that other lady. And this other lady accused the blonde of fooling around with this man that lives there. And this other lady that came from Stockton with the blonde started protecting him. One thing led to another, and the two of them got into a fight, and they were fighting out in the back, and then they saw the police coming down the alley, so they ran into the house to get out of the policeman way, and then finally Tony found where the disturbance was, and that was about all.
The report of a woman screaming indicated anything from assault and robbery to murder. It was something of an anticlimax when it turned out to be two women clawing and scratching over a man who incidentally was 77 years old. They quieted down and no arrests were made.
Unit 3, a man broke a window in the laundry at 3rd and K King and is going east on 3rd Street from L. There's a tall colored man following him. 940A on that. Code 2. Check 3, came in on a 7.
This window smash, we have a license number in the car involved. Late model yellow with a Continental kit. License number ARB702.
It was a window smash about 3rd and K Street. Unit 3 got the call. They also had another call in the vicinity and had to leave the scene of the window smash, so they've called in Unit 2. Unit 2 is covering the building until they can contact the owner. A description of the car and license number has been broadcast. Unit 4 has just picked up that car or one answering the description. They're returning them to the scene. Let's go down and see if we can find out what actually happened. Hi, Ben. What do you got here?
Well, we have a window smash here, 1106 3rd Street. This citizen here, gentleman there, seen two fellas, one of them break the window. Then when he come near, one of them says, yeah, somebody's coming, let's get out of here. And they went south to L Street, and then they headed over to 5th and L, and they got into a car. License number, he got the number, jotted the number down, ARB-702, and took off, and car... We announced the number on the air, and car four has spotted him, and they're going to bring him back.
You get a description on the man?
Have him identify. One was just tall Mexican, and he said the other was short, dark. He thought it was Negro, but he said it could have been dark Mexican. And they're going to bring him here for him to identify him. And I guess all we have is malicious mischief. At the time, they didn't get anything, he said, because they saw him coming, and they stated that here comes somebody, let's get out of here.
Who's your partner?
Harrington.
Is he talking to that witness now?
He's over there, yes. He has questioned him.
Okay, we'll go talk to him.
Where were you and your wife when you first seen the man coming down?
Me and my wife was walking from this street up here. Let's see, the New Banks Cafe.
Let's move over away from this jukebox, huh?
Now, we's about... 40 paces behind these guys. These is a colored guy, either Mexican or Puerto Rican 7. And one big tall one looked like a Mexican or white man. He come along and busts open the window. Reach his hand in there, and the other guy grabbed and jerked him on down the street. And they staggered all the way down the street, and me and her trailed him right on. I said, look at them guys breaking him in his place. I said, let's trail him, call the police. So we trailed him on down to this corner here, and I goes in that liquor store. I said, tell that boy to call the police while I watch him. She ain't told him to call the police. I said, tell the police to follow me. I'm going on L Street. And I followed them on down to Fulton L. And they tussled out a little bit. Then they went on down by that parking lot down there. Then they got in a yellow automobile at the bottom. I don't know what color at the top. And she said, I said, what kind of car is that? She said, I don't know. I said, well, get the license number. And she got the license number, ARB-702. And they took off. And they turned right around on up 5th Street. We trailed them on up to 5th Street. Even when I called the police, they went on up this way on 5th Street.
Unit 4 just arrived. The car in question is being driven by the other officer. Green, is this the car that was involved?
I don't know. This is the car that was put out on the radio, and we picked it up at Carl's Drive-In at 38th and Broadway.
Well, here's the two witnesses, Green. They identify the car. They identify this man, and they'd like to have you get the one that's sitting in the back seat out so they can see.
The one that's sitting in the back seat? Okay. Yeah. On which side?
On this side.
On this side of the car?
Yeah.
Officer Green is getting the other man out of the car so he can be...
That's the one
right there.
He's the one.
He's the one that broke the window.
That's the one. That's the same man.
What's that, Green?
He has blood on his hand here, Bruce, from a cut.
What are they trying to do? That's the same one.
Where'd you get this blood at?
I know, he was carrying you.
I might have hit a window.
You might have hit a window.
Mm-hmm.
Where might you hit the window at?
Either down this street or the next street down.
Was this gentleman with you?
No, he wasn't.
You was by yourself?
I was.
No, I was. You was with him at the time.
No, I never seen this man before.
And he just...
Stop it.
I never seen this man before.
You hit? Okay, so
I was trying to help you.
He was with you when he hit the window, huh?
I never seen this, but I never said.
Who are you? Is he in the service also?
No, he isn't.
It's just the guy you picked up,
huh? Okay. I'll be glad to pay for this window.
I felt responsible for what I mean. He got a little high. I was trying to take him home.
He took him all down the street.
I got him to the car, too. Twice my size, too. Don't say you don't know me, that's all right.
Officer.
Stop it.
Well, I just want to say my piece. I have been on parole since the 27th of February.
What for?
I was put up for burglary and car theft. Since that time, I have been working, and I would like to keep that job, if I possibly could.
Do you go around breaking windows like this all the time?
Only when I'm drunk. If you would explain to my old man, my dad, that I am uncontrollable when I'm drunk, I would surely appreciate it.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
And you drink like this all the time?
I've drank like this for the past 2 weeks.
Pretty bad shape for such a young kid.
I agree with you.
Well, there's no question that this man broke the window. What are you going to do now, Green?
Well, we'll try to meet the car that made the report, and if they don't come back in a few minutes, we'll take them into the station and turn them over to them and let them, along with, get these people's names and addresses, and we'll get them for...
I would like to make a statement at this time. I think if you would make me pay for the window and all the damage that was done...
Hello, how you doing?
I work for $2.32 an hour. The window's worth about $9, right?
It would have made it much simpler if you'd have stayed here in the first place.
It would
have.
Made
some arrangements.
But I didn't want to confess to these people that I was under 21. I mean, they didn't know anything about it. I mean, you can tell yourself that I'm very...
You been drinking down here in Lorraine?
No, I haven't.
Where you been drinking at?
Could I not tell you?
I'd like to know where you've been drinking.
Out there in Florin.
You've been drinking out in Florin, in a bar?
That's right.
You drink out there all the time?
No, this was the first night.
First night you've been drinking out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take him into the station, Bruce.
I think that would be the best under the circumstances.
This case could have been more serious than it turned out, with burglary a possibility. The alertness of the couple who wrote down the license number of the car and called the police, resulted in the speedy apprehension of the culprit. He was booked on a charge of malicious mischief and paroled to his parents.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department.
KMA-907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA-907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.